Yes. This normally takes like 30 minutes, this meeting. Okay. Oh, these chairs are such a pain in the ass. Nobody's on here yet.
You know what? I get out of this place, I'll go up to the Denny's. It's funny because I'll look at the menu every single time and I'll get rotation. It's just happening. A lot of good cocktails. That's exactly good. You know, they have a few weeks back.
Elizabeth, you there?
Hello.
Hi, where are you? Hi, John. Elizabeth's on the camera.
Right. All
Presume.
meeting the order.
Order.
Any public comment?
7 o'clock.
We have approval of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Favor? Aye. Okay. Any bills? What are you?
There's 3 months of bills for last month. I was out a little bit.
Yep.
There's no September, October, November. If you want to peruse them, please. Yep. I'll take a month. They're not in chronological order, but they're in monthly order. So as I go through.
Okay, correspondence? Comment or nothing? All
Look at them more off. No.
right. We have a communication from the chief.
Okay, several things here. We'll probably save this for new. Communication. Since our last meeting, we had 57 emergency calls. Five motor vehicle accidents, pretty severe one at Clark and West Street. At night, Brandy and Hanover had a car versus telephone pole and tree. That turned into a state police issue that went on for hours. The deputy chief, who's here tonight, was with me working with the state police, the town administrator, and emergency management dispatch, or dis emergency management lady, director, and a state police on that, a long call that night, successful call. Brush fires, it's been a season for brush fires, as we know, and you hear around the state. We actually have a burn ban in town right now. Has not been lifted by the selectmen yet, as a number of towns have not lifted it yet. With the wind, we got the rain, but it wasn't much rain. And with the wind, it, evaporated most of it away quickly. We had a big fire over in Vernon during the day. We're at Brandy and School Street. Got on some rail trail property up there that the land committee owns. Steele's Crossing, we had two fires down on there, brush fires. Andover, we had a 26-acre brush fire early in the morning, came in a quarter after five. DEP came in with crews from
Quebec and
Quebec, Canada,
Oregon.
to help us out. And Oregon was there too?
Oregon.
Okay. So it's been a busy month for accidents and fires. Mutual aid, we went one mutual aid, two. Actually, yeah, one mutual aid call to the town of Coventry. It was for a structure fire. They requested our brush truck because as the structure was involved, it was starting to set the brush on. And with the wind, that was a big concern. More of a, it was a big concern on both sides, but definitely pretty much side. So there, two or three brush trucks were started just for that structure fire, which is hadn't been heard of in the past. So budgets are going along fine. So far, year to date. I'm going to hand you out some budget sheets, which I think I'll talk about in new business for the new budget going forward. So we can peruse that. But there's nothing glaring that we need to stop and address real quick right now, Mr. Chairman. Okay. And capital improvement, I'll talk about that in new business also. Training wise, training's been ongoing. Vehicle extrication. I did ladder training last week. Been doing EMS filling in between. Matt, anything else to add there? Just
No, they're
generic.
doing chimney fires tonight.
Okay.
Well, no, just plugging along.
Good. That's about it. Kind of quiet. Just been doing a lot of budget work, but I'll talk about that coming up. Yeah.
Hey, Grand Marshal.
Well, we have a little situation here. In my haste, running out the door, I printed off a report because I need it for tomorrow morning. And it's a violation report for the Bolton Family of Sports and Medicine. So it'll give you guys an idea of what a violation letter looks like. Just to show you what they look like, because I grabbed the wrong paper running out the house. So if you would open your email, because I sent you one, I sent Janet one email, and Mr. Rupert,
Okay.
you should be able to find my report. Check the email.
Oh, yes. In fact, I just Did the lady print it?
No, I thought that's what we thought this was.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me bring that
Because
up
I
for you,
couldn't
Mr.
think of
Fire
anything.
Marshal, and try to assist you in your quest to make a good report for the fire
Great
department.
haste to be here, I promise.
We need to find you.
The big report's taking a while.
So, did you have a char house cooking when you were there?
The day we did the fire prevention demo, it was our second day open. I had the pooch, my wife, and said, "Let's just stop because I want to see Ember." So we stopped in. She didn't bring the pooch in. So Ember got to have snacks, and I bought some cupcakes, but they're like $5 a piece.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they're really, really good, and they're gluten free. So,
We did breakfast. We were early for breakfast one morning.
yes, it's
I could
nice.
try it
I
for
was in here
lunch.
Saturday.
Yes,
I'm
try
just
it for
proud.
lunch sometime. Okay, thank you, Chief, for finding us that. Anyway, activities this month. So we did the big fire prevention demonstration at Center School. Geez, there must have been six, seven people from the fire department that were there to assist. Lizzie was there. Pete was there. A bunch of people were there. And it really worked out well. I did send you a thank you to address people. But
I brought that up to the department. Yes. Yep.
So it worked out well. It was very successful. Responded during the day to a fire call. I was first on the scene. Chief let me run the scene. I was very honored.
Oh, I see.
He was very honored. I mentioned this before, but work on a mutual aid agreement for fire marshals, which would be Mike Lester from Columbia and Andover. His is all done. It's been before their selectmen. I'm just waiting for, I have to meet with the Bolton selectmen to approve this plan, this mutual aid plan, which doesn't cost the town anything other than the fact that I'll be going on my own and he would be doing the same coming over here. The point of it is, when having somebody actually officially sworn in with an agreement, and then sworn in by the town clerks, if he came here to assist for whatever reason, then he'd have the authority to call in resources like the state fire marshal's office or whatever else is necessary. He won't be just a visitor coming over and looking around. It's he'll have a full authority of being a deputy fire marshal. Same for me over there. So, I mean, Jim has been relying on him long before I got involved in the mix here. And Mike shows up, he's great, but now he'll actually have authority. If I can't make it and Jim Push can't make it, just another option for us. So I have to go to the Board of Selectmen for that. This past month I was out of the office for a week. Then I have to do start doing budget preparations for the end of middle of December has to be submitted. Inspection
Great.
since the last meeting, Carlisle Johnson machine, Bolton RV. I've been stopping at a Dollar General this time of year at least once every couple of weeks for their egress issues, corporate bringing in too much stuff. She's very good down here now. She knows what I'm looking for. Then I just last week completed 10 Quarry Road, and there's three occupancies in there. There's a new barber shop in there called Physique in the center space. So there's an apartment on one end, Physique, hair cuttery in the middle, Brando, and then Milton Hathaway's offices there in the corner. So they're all done. And that's it for now. And then, well, when I did, like I said, so it gives you guys an idea of what a violation letter looks like. So I've been, like I mentioned before, statutorily, we need to go into businesses every 3 years. So I got to see the good doctor over to Bolton Family Sports Medicine, and he had a couple of minor things, nothing major. The biggest problem he had was a dryer in the basement, just venting out in the basement. And it was just huge fire risk. There was like printed dryer stuff all over the place. It was stuck by the ceiling, all over the walls, and just And not to also mention the humidity it comes into dry, venting into a basement can cause mold issues and other problems. So he's got to take care of that. So he called me last week. He said he's all done. He fixed all these things. I go back there, I check him, and he's good. He's good for around 3 years.
He did correct them.
He said he did. So I'm gonna find out tomorrow morning. It's funny because some of the places I call, I call them up and I go, it's been 3 years, I need to come do an inspection. Well, we're not ready. We have to do our extinguishers. Well, the extinguishers have to be done once a year, just letting you know. But they don't. So if they know I'm coming, then they know what I'm looking for. Well, let me call the extinguisher guy, then I'll call you. So anyway, they know they don't want to spend the money. That's it.
Could you get into 890 Boston Turnpike?
Oh, I forgot to put that in the report.
That's why I'm here to help you out.
Oh,
Billy, go
it's
ahead.
a huge, huge event, maybe some sort of grand unveiling
Ribbon
at the
cutting.
ribbon cutting of some sort. But the emergency egress from the second floor at 890, if you drive by, you'll see it. Dave Hansen's sitting there. As of last week, Rich, the building official, hasn't signed off because this had to be built to exacting specifications of a design professional, which Rich required due to some of the contractors she hires not exactly that savory. I'm trying to be polite. So she had to get a design professional and they had to build it to those specs. So if everything passes through with this, then Rich signs off on it, then that takes care of that. But it's not supposed to be meant for a entrance into the second floor either. But the least expensive way was coming out the front, not out the side, which there's a hill and everything else. But we're just concerned that people are going to use it for going up and down to their second floor units instead of going through the front door like they should. But not that it's a major problem, but just it's not there for that. And that's why there were issues with the other one, because if they wanted to smoke, a lot of times they went out on the fire escape and smoked. That's there were issues about that.
One of the reasons it's not signed off yet is the old fire escape is still partially up there. So someone can come out of the building, second floor, get on the new fire escape and jump to the old fire escape and fall. So that part of the contract is that has to be all taken down.
So we can't really use it now.
Yeah, we can use it.
We can.
For us, we
Oh
can
yeah,
use it. Yeah.
it's. I mean, I looked at it safe, and yeah,
it's just specs. Yeah.
There's also a window there, and we're round and around about this because technically, if there's a fire in a first floor apartment on the corner, and the fire cell vents out the window, it's going to impact that fire escape. So that's going to be closed off. Now he's got another set of windows and a door on the other side of his little apartment. So his apartment isn't any bigger than this room, but he does
Oh,
have
this was
another.
too big.
Yeah, it might even be
This is
small.
too big.
Access.
But
From here over, it's just two room apartment.
but
Yeah.
they're working
From
on a
here.
rubber roof in the last rainstorm, whenever it rained last, like maybe
He got wet.
the end of August or something. The guy in the first floor, he lost his TV because the water came down through the. It happens, when there's a construction project. So that's been rectified. So it's moving along. And also you're working on a project there. I don't know if you're making any progress on it.
Yeah, that project we're talking about is we're the proprietor's told us that she wants to go ahead with an easement to put a dry hydrant in, give us easement over her property, put a dry hydrant in the lake. And what the conversation is, we'd like to bring it right up to the road, right up to 44 for a dry hydrant. And it's pretty deep right there by, where we want to go in the lake. We've gone out there with a boat and we're talking. I forget the footage, but at least 6 feet, deep. So we could pull a lot of water there. We'll let that go there.
Why didn't they ever? There's no dry hydrant at the boat launch.
No, state
What
property, no.
Why didn't they ever put one in there? So if you have a mutual aid company come in, they don't have to draft. I mean, they don't have to, hook up and put the hard suction, and they just hook up to the dry hydrant. Why didn't that ever
The biggest problem, and you want to address that, is the depth.
Oh,
Very shallow
that's
right there.
shallow there.
Extremely shallow.
For sure.
You can put a floating strainer, but to go out and put a dry hydrant pipe, which I would be ideal if we took a dry hydrant from there, put it all the way under the driveway to the property of the church. So we wouldn't have to shut 44 down, like we did with you pumping one year to help me out. But you'd have to go out so far for depth-wise, you dig something out, and being public access with boats, I could just see problems
Right there is real shallow.
in the future. Anyway, that's what we got. Who else is here today? I guess I'm
What about
everybody here.
your old cohort from here? Or new job?
I have a lot of cohorts. Oh, well, Jenna get a little smile on that one.
That's
Yep.
good.
Hi, Jenna.
I just heard about it.
So, our past deputy fire marshal, who started off as an intern in the town of Windsor. She went up to a fire investigator in Windsor, and then ultimately, with a retirement, put in for the position, became fire marshal in the town of Windsor. Very good friend of mine, Bill Abbott, who was a state fire marshal, has taken retirement. And Lori Volkert gave me a call about a week and a half ago and said, "Uncle Bruce, guess what? I just got a phone call. I'm state fire marshal." So they had a party for her in Windsor today. Get together
I
and thank
saw
you.
that posted.
Yep. And unfortunately, I'm driving the bus with a wheelchair, so I couldn't get over there today. But I got to do something else. But anyway, so kudos and hats off to the woman. She's done a heck of a lot in fire service,
Yeah.
going a long way.
Very smart.
Just thought deserve recognized.
Very nice. So thanks for
Very
bringing that
smart.
up. Yeah, thank you. Yep. So.
Old business. Have they ever made any progress down on Route 6 bridge to those houses, or is that still a no-no?
So that subject came up about 6 months ago, and internal here, and it went to the state, and the state, someone from the state got back to us, and they suggested that they had ideas of ways to make that crossover a little more safe, and it was quite extensive what they were going to do from what I was told. But it was really up to the town of Bolton because they didn't hear anything back from the town of Bolton. And I said, it was like Jesse says, what? So I had a conversation and a meeting with the first selectman about that. And he said, what? I says, yeah, they're waiting for us to pull the trigger and say, want to have a meeting. And I think the last meeting, which was about 2.5 years ago, it was a Zoom meeting. And I said the next meeting should be on the bridge. Not in Hartford and Zoom, everybody's sitting in their houses, sit on a bridge and really watch what's going on. First Selectman Fournier was going to follow up on that, I believe. He's got a lot going on, but was going to follow up and see where that really stood with the selectmen and then present it back to the state. So, to answer your question, nothing's been done. There's been some conversations.
So it's still no-no for us.
That's the extent that I know.
Status
Extension.
quo.
Pardon me?
Status quo
Yeah.
for us.
Now it's interesting too, because to come into that same realm, the quarry, which Landy Construction Billy Phillips owns, I see that's for sale now. So this could all play into a nice mix. If the state wanted to do something and go a little further and the town wanted to do something, maybe they could work together with some property or I don't know. But yeah, interesting. So we'll stand by and hurry up and wait. Yep.
Hey, Zuzu.
Yep.
Any other old business? But new business. Back to you.
Several things on a new business. It's just the time of year, as Billy, Fire Marshal alluded to a minute ago, budget time to formulate the budgets and put together. Capital improvement budget was due on November 11th, I believe it was. I submitted, after talking to Matt, and I think I mentioned it to the fire chair commission, that I did submit capital projects, and several of them, I'll read them over here. First one is the fire department e-hydraulic cutters, rams, spreaders, and rescue jacks. These are electronic tools. They're now electric. You can still buy hydraulic, the jaws of life, to keep it real simple. Hi, Liz. Jaws of life, 20-year capacity. I can pass this around. You can look at it, but it not only gives us the jaws, these cutters and the spreaders, but some heavier duty, more capacity rescue jacks. We've got a very nice set of rescue jacks, but when it comes to pick up a school bus, we can't do it. So these would get us closer to doing something like that. I put these in for $65,000. And I put in years of 2026 and 2028, which means fund part of it now in 2026 and 2028, give us a rest. And we'll go from there.
Is that battery? You talking about
battery? Battery power, yeah. Yep, battery powered.
And you don't have battery now?
No. I do not. No, we do not. We have.
You hear more and more towns going to the battery, seems like.
We've got more battery powered.
I've used them. They work very well. Yeah. Actually, that was part of one of I put together for East Hartford. So it was, we went with a bunch of different vendors and tried them. And, yeah.
It won't replace the rescue. It'll be a supplemental. So we'll keep the hydraulic system on the rescue, keep servicing that. We're looking to put this on probably the engine so that we can take the tools that are on the engine now and move them back to the ladder truck.
Another capital project that I've submitted a couple of years in a row now, and I had a conversation with a town administrator on this, is the new replacement for the utility vehicle, a UTV 134. The Kubota is a 2020, so it's 24 years old right now, you know, this year, and we put that off. That's approximately $66,000 replacement, you know, for that, with the forestry unit on the back and the Stokes baskets for transporting people off the trails, injured people, etc. So that got put in for approximately 2028. Radio grants or radio communication upgrade. We've been talking about this for a number of years. There's a new radio system coming out. It's out, the 7800 system, P25 capabilities. This is a multi-band radio system that there's a number of towns around us that have adopted this system already, along with putting their public works department and their schools and their administration all in the same radio so they can all talk interoperability. This would bring us up to the 23rd century for these type of radios. We did purchase this last year additional portable radios through JNS Radio Equipment, state vendor. And we had to because we had so many failing portable radios. This is something I've asked for in our capital improvement budgets since 2019. We brought this up. And it has been... table and table, they did put $50,000 aside a year ago into the budget. So we've got, with now with figuring the radios at $192,000, we've applied for FEMA grants a couple times and got turned down. We've got $50,000 in that kitty now, minus 192. So we're looking at 142 over the next couple of years to put it all together. I'm going to speak about that in a minute. Another different option. I also put in vehicle acquisition. We have, the town has been putting away $50,000 every year for dry hydrant setups for additional pond detailing to clean up and get us more water. That fund is up to, I believe it's $250,000 right now. So when we look at
doing a water hydrant, dry hydrant over at Bolton Lake, the money's there. There's more than enough money there to go in and hire like Landy to come in and dig it all out and put a pipe in there and recover it. So that's good. This particular vehicle acquisition, because the price of apparatus is getting up there, and we're not looking to buy new apparatus, major apparatus, like a ladder truck or a tanker or a rescue truck for another few years. Okay. Won't put an age on it, but it's more than 10 years anyway. My suggestion is start putting money aside, you know, for that, instead of being hit with a new engine. It's going to cost you $1.5 million, you know, coming up. Take $30,000 a year and put it away, like we're doing for the water supply, and have some money, unless they want to bond the whole thing. This is a recommendation I'm making to the selectmen to go, again, be proactive going forward, like we did last year with the budgets for compensation for the officers and potential compensation for paid people. And then the third or the fourth, fifth one that I turned in is for a reminder, and I didn't put a price on it, the Bolton Volunteer Fire Department Fire Station Construction Project. This started, as you remember, a couple of years ago. They put a temporary building committee together to look at doing a firehouse. Building committee got together. We had a tour down here for two and a half hours of the committee. Gave them a good education of what's going on here. I think they were very impressed. They went back, they put some notes together, they're talking back and forth to the selectmen. If that project had been got going back then, we probably would have had ET-334 in the bay to save it, you know, for an extra bay by putting it on there. But that's okay. They, one of the selectmen decided it was a better idea to scrap the firehouse and build a town hall. And we don't have that yet. So number of conversations out in the public, you probably hear some of the options are out there. But I just want to keep it in front of them. The firehouse needs a major upgrade. So that's the capital projects that I've turned in with the blessing of the fire commission chair and deputy chief. And that was turned in on time to the town administrator and emergency management director. So on that, I want to go a little further, another subject on the radios. Because I know a few people and talk to a lot of people about a lot of things. Right now, there's a folder here that's just getting pretty fat. And had another conversation today. It's almost every other day I'm having conversations about another FEMA program, another FEMA grant application for radios. But not just the Bolton Fire Department. I've partnered with Tallinn Fire Department and Somers Fire Department. And those other two towns are in desperate need of radio systems. And I brought this up last year. Mike Aramita and I spoke about it with them. It was too late in the game to do a project like that, put a grant together. So a gentleman, he's a paid man over in Tallinn. I think they get eight paid people in Tallinn. He was deputy chief up in Somers and up in Stafford. And Frank's written a number of grants. We had a good long conversation about a month and a half ago. And since then, we've gone to work and putting together a lot of statistics. Pam was working on a computer, and Saturday she was down here putting the ESO stuff and the personnel records and some other projects I've got her working in. And she worked on this also for me to pull some extra data up. This is due, the budget's due December 20th. I forget, somewhere around the same time for the FEMA grant. It's probably in his paperwork, but it's not that important enough for you folks. But anyway, towards the middle of December, it's got to be turned in. Frank took off to see his children for the holiday. He'll be back on Sunday or Monday. He's going to have the rest of our paperwork. So Lisa at the finance department's been working with him, giving him some information. We'll cross our fingers. What that would mean for the town of Bolton is that in the radio grant, what we are looking for is approximately $180,000 worth of radios.
That would mean a 10% grant or 10% match for the town of Bolton, which would be $18,000. I've brought this up to Jim Rupert. I had a good meeting with him last week, and I said, we're not going to blindside you. We're looking at $18,000. He says, we're good. He says, you got $50,000 in a radio project right now. If we get that, if we get this grant, we could take this and shelve it. Almost. Almost. Because this grant is for portable radios. In a way, we are submitting this, it will be portable radios for all the apparatus, certain radios for certain trucks, pretty much cover us. And I put in for portable radios for the officers. The only thing we'll have to do upgrade then, Chris, would be go along with mobile radios. That's when I come back and say, hey, we just saved $180,000 minus 18, $162,000. We need another $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is, to upgrade all our mobile radios, you know, to the same thing. And I think that would be a lot easier sell for the population in Bolton than, you know, buying all these radios, which we'd need, you know, communications in the name of the game. So we do that. So I've also submitted another grant application in. Town administrator is aware of it, but it doesn't affect him at all, for the Greater Hartford Giving program. We got a grant 2 years ago for our
rooftop
building up in the back and all the ladder belts that we got. We put in for another grant that was for $86,000, $87,000. Something like that.
100.
Oh, you're right. 8,600. Yeah, excuse me. You're right. 100 on the 1,000 ranger. This one, they will give up to a maximum of $5,000 for a grant. And so I put in, I got a lot going on in my head. Back in June, actually in April or May, we had...
The double drowning.
Yeah, double drowning. And that bothered me a lot, to tell you the truth. We didn't get them out quick enough. So I actually had a company come out of Tennessee. President of the company came up. I brought the Talon County dive team in to practice here in June. It was in June, I believe it was. And he brought these underwater sonar, handheld sonar units. And put a number of divers in the water, handheld them, hold them underneath, you know, the boat. You don't have to be submerged 5 feet down, and cover a lot of area fairly quickly. Needs a lot of training. But since that period of time, the units themselves are $5,900. Greater Hartford Giving is giving awards of $5,000. So the fire department incorporated would have to see what we had for donations. I don't know if we got any money in the kitty, but donations to pick up the extra $900 to pay for that. The training side, this company originally proposed, when they're selling these all over the world. When they originally proposed the training, it was $5,900 for training. So they come out to Bolton and train us for $5,900, same price as the unit. And I started gagging on that. And I said, wait a minute, my buddy in Moosup, Connecticut, down that way, just bought two units. And somebody else just bought one or two units. Why don't we put us all together in a $5,900 room and divide the price up? Well, since then, the president has contacted me and he said, Chief, we've been listening to people out there. $450 a person come to training, wherever we get the training. So if we go to Ashford, if we go to Stanford, $450. Train a trainer, come on back, educate us what we're doing. Go from there. So I think that's a win-win situation for the public, you know, with our water access, the state pond over there as it goes. So that's what that is right there. Any questions on any of that? I threw a lot at you quick. All right, number three. So two grants, talking about, and the Greater Hartford is through the Fire Department Incorporated. So it doesn't have to go through the town like we did the roof problem. What I'd like to do is hand out the current budget for this year. It's a working budget. John, you've seen this. Hey, Liz, here it is, right here. Open your camera. Elizabeth's well familiar how this works and what she's seen it. So the budget is due, I believe it's December 20th, to the town. Every year we sit down, the officers and I sit down, look at the budget. What can we change? What do we have to add? What can we cut? Try to keep a zero budget, which is very difficult to do, especially when our budget and historically this fire commission that's worked with me pretty well. Over the last couple of years, we have averaged in a range of 1 to 3% we've turned back to the town, which means we've used all the money that the town gave us for the budget. Budgets are tight and prices keep escalating on labor, materials, etc. This year, looking at the budget, and those that aren't familiar with it, I highlighted mine. Maybe I should have highlighted yours. There's categories. I did them in yellow. If you look at the you'll see line item or category numbers. 10052, 420300, and some numbers. Then there's a name after that, like regular payroll. You drop down about a third of the page, same big long number, different number at the end, professional education and training. Other professional services, fire, security, maintenance. And then what on this particular one, let's turn around and look at, I'm going to give you one to look at so it makes it more sense. Let's go to the last page, about halfway down. The third page, I'm sorry, third page. Yep, right there, Jen. Halfway down, it says equipment-firecon, $38,000, $38,500. That's what we have in our budget to spend on new equipment, $38,500. So far this year, $414 has been spent. I've been holding off. Well, I've encumbered of $38,000. I've encumbered $17,000. What encumbered means is I've set aside, if you look for two boxes down, JNS radio supplies at $4,085, municipal emergency services at $10,000, and JNS radios, $3,000. You see that? Okay. That is encumbered money.
Okay.
$17,000.
Where's my pen? Bring the whole thing to you. Are you on page 3?
Yep.
Okay, right down here. Does that say page 3 down the bottom?
Yep.
Okay.
On page 4, right? That's the one you're looking at?
No, I'm on 3. No, I'm on 3.
It's a little bit different.
You're in front of the back.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about, though, right here, right? You went right down as I was looking at them.
I'm on 2. Hold on, I'll go to, you know, I handed you a different sheet. It says the same thing. I just could find the word.
Oh, okay.
But because you turn on both sides on these.
Yeah, stuff, I'll find it. I'll see it. Okay. It's on page 4.
Yeah.
Halfway down. $38,000. Let's see over here. It says $38,000 someplace. Equipment, com.
You're right in the middle.
She's losing it. I can't see over the side.
Yeah.
You got it right there. You got it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You see where it is?
Yep.
Okay. So if you go equipment, com, you got 38,500. Which is the total budget line item for that line item. Further across, we've spent year to date $845. All the way up the top says YTD. Come down $485.24. That means there's a balance of $37,654.76. We have encumbered, go all the way to the top, says encumbrance, follow the line down, $16,654 encumbrance. Okay, what does that mean? Drop down two boxes. You'll see insulation radios, and then further, the next box down, it says JNS radio sales, and to the right, $3,654. MES, Municipal Emergency Services, $10,000. JNS radios, $3,000. Liz, John, and I have written purchase orders for that JNS radio, which it was probably $4,008. It was $4,500, $4,400, something like that. And we've spent $800 of it, so we're down to $36 left on that purchase order. Municipal emergency services, $10,000. I haven't bought anything from them yet, but historically, that's what we spend with that company every year. So I had the purchase order written now instead of waiting and doing more paperwork, you know, down the line. And JNS radio sales, well, that's what she did. She did two purchase orders. There are actually two purchase orders, should be one. So it's actually 6,664 left to go there. What we spent money on, the box above it, installation of new radios, JNS radios, there's $174 for something. Then there's $155 for something else and $85. That's what's in these folders that you're looking at every day, every month. Okay. We put that all together and look at where are we going to need to spend some more money? Where can we cut? What changes do we have? Well, there's a couple areas right here. That's what I'm going to address to you tonight. In a payroll section, which is the very first section, every year I put in 3% payroll increase across the board. The selectmen have listened to me every time, you know, with the exception of when this body has said, make a change, which we did to the chief last year, which we did to the lieutenants to bring them up, you know, correct, Kat? Or deputy, right? So I'm going to 3% across the board for everybody there. Other professional services, which is on the first page, one, two, three, fourth line down, other professional services is $7,200. Okay. And so far this year, we've spent $324. That was one physical. Okay. That's Matt's. $324. So we've got encumbered, left on encumbered $6,165, which means a purchase order for Connecticut Occupational Medicine Partners, which is Corp Care. We got a purchase order number 250249. I guess $6,175 left, which should do it with OSHA standards. Every year somebody's gonna have a physical. Well, that particular item, I gotta raise it up this coming year. Okay. And I'm looking right now because, you know, you probably heard the buzz on the streets. For last week and a half, and I think for another week, OSHA has ongoing hearings online. You're up to speed on those? They want to change the whole OSHA standard for fire departments and fire brigades. Major change. Mm-hmm. Some of these changes don't even align with NFPA and some of the changes on NFPA going forward. So they've had an open, they took letters of recommendations or rebuttals for right through November, end of October, first part of November, I think it was, from back in April. So the population, the world, the United States world has been sending letters in saying, hey, wait, major organizations, NFPA, International Association of Fire Chiefs, Connecticut Fire Chiefs, all have submitted letters down there and say, stop, hold on. You ought to look at this. Maybe you ought to phase this in, et cetera, et cetera. They can do whatever they want. They can take all the letters and throw it away and say, this is what it's going to be. And guess what? We're an OSHA state. We got to follow it. Mm-hmm. The reason they're doing this behind this, and I agree with it, I don't agree with a phase-in program that they've proposed, but is for health and safety of the membership. Okay? Cancer is a big thing. Huge. Okay? I just had a buddy I was down at fire school yesterday talking to a number of guys from around the state. They had a company come in, two tractor trailers. They spent a week there, went through each one of the guys. This guy's my age, good shape, feels great, everything. They found a mass inside of his neck. Nobody else would have even picked it up. He's getting it taken care of. Corp Care. I've had a couple of people, good friends of mine, that had heart problems. Found them, got them taken care of before, you know, a problem happened in the street like we had, you know, with Steve coding on us on the street. Luckily, we were right there and we, you know, did CPR and brought him back, shocked him and brought him back. But with the proposed new suggestions for the OSHA physical, I got to jump. We are averaging $250 to $300 a physical. Okay. I'm proposing that we jumped up after talking to a lot of people, that we're going to jump this up to an extra $600, $900 per physical for the active interior members. Interior members to go through the major stuff, okay? Continue to do our regular physicals, okay? Like Bob here, Bob's a sport on the outside. He's not being put off to the side. You still get the same thing that you're doing, but more of a cancer screening, okay. Blood tests, lung x-rays. They're talking about colonoscopies. They're talking about mammograms, you know, to go really in detail to make sure everybody's checked and going through. So I'm going to raise that up to $600 a person, and I figure 17 interior firefighters, $10,200 to raise that up. Communications through TN, increased assessment going forward as they every year. In fact, 2 years ago, we did pretty good. We stayed neutral. But in fact, I got a meeting on December 4th up at TN emergency meeting with the Board of Selectmen or Board of Directors that I sit on. We have a phase-in program over the last 3 years, and this year is the last year for it. You heard this the other night at the county meeting, John, being a municipal rep there. They're looking, we have been, our fee structure for dispatching has been based on number of people in the town, population. In population, a lot of towns are going down. Okay, so if we keep decreasing it, but calls keep increasing, there's more Band-Aid calls, more medical calls. You got, what, three ambulances over there now? Never used to happen a couple of years ago, right? Oh, Liz is happy because of that, because she rides in the ambulance periodically. But anyway, the calls are going up. The population is going down. We had to make a change. So 3 years ago, it was a real painstaking. We went to HART and came out with a program that's on call. It's a call basis now. You know, what you're going to, you'll be charged, your town will be charged on how many calls you have. It's projected somewhere in the range of 5% increase for us. I'll find out. I'm going to sit on that meeting and make some decisions to get the vote on that myself. Plus ESO, our computer program, which is our reporting program and the fire marshal's office uses for all their reports, that is projected to go up 5%. So an increase of $1,100 total into that, which would be a communication section, John. Okay. Proficiency fund, 3%. End discussion. Keep going. And that's it. I think because of the age of our apparatus, we got hit hard last year. $32,000 extra expense for things that we weren't planning on, things that broke and happened. This year, we've got to buy all new tires for the ladder truck. Tires by NFPA, you have to change them every 7 years, the tires. They're running up about $1,000 a tire. Plus, I'm being told I got to put a new fuel tank in a ladder truck. That's in a range of $6,000. I've been talking to the highway garage, see if he can do that down there to save us some labor charges. The guy's amazing down there, John Treat, our mechanic, fantastic guy. That conversation is continuing. But so I think the rest of the light items like you have in front of you that I handed to you, I think I can work with that going for, into next year, and more so the deputy, you know, jumping into this even more than what he's been doing. I give him a lot of credit for doing it. Let's work with it. And as Jim Rupert has said to me in the past, if we get in a problem, let's sit and talk. See if he can help us out. He's offered twice last year to help us out with some of these big expenses on trucks. You know, what did we do? Said, hold on. Let the fire commission look at it. Let the fire department look at it. We'll take our own lumps. And it cost us some extra gear or some medical supplies we didn't buy because we bought some repairs on the community's trucks. I think we'll be in all right shape by having these extra for the physicals, for the communications, which is a standard 5% increase. And the OSHA physicals is the biggest part of it. And hopefully the OSHA physicals, there's conversation that they might not put all these regulations on the volunteers real quick. It may be a phase-in program, because the town of Bolton and the town of Manchester are two different animals when it comes to finance. Okay. The, you know, when you got a full paid department in there, and I don't know how many people they have, but let's say Bridgeport's got 350 firefighters. Okay. To change their physicals and add $1,000 per person for 350 paid people, 17 paid people, our pot is small, but it's equally, it's, you know,
big for the town,
proportional for their town. You know, it's a lot of money going forward. Let's phase it in. I also, in the budget process, last year, as you asked me to, and I followed through, we got a lot of traction on that. I gave them two options. One was for the payroll compensation and the proficiency, but number two was for some compensation for some paid people during the day, and look at it, two to three people to go that way. We've looked at SAFER grants. Jim and I have talked about that a little bit too. I've got paperwork in this folder right here to discuss that. As you remember, the town selectman and town administrator said, okay, we hear what you're saying, so I'm saying it loud enough so you remember I said it. Let's do a strategic plan to see where the fire department's going to go next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. I'll just tell you today, it's a work in progress.
If I recall right, because I was sitting there, he said that he actually had the money to do a study to get paid people here.
$35,000.
So that's changing now?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I misunderstood you.
That's the in process you're talking about.
Yeah. Say it again?
That's the in process.
I thought the process you were talking about was the whole fire world here.
No.
Not just
Well, that's the in the paid strategic plan. No. You're not leaving us, are you?
Oh, my gosh. I got a call. I'm sorry.
Why don't you say meeting adjourned? We'll come back later.
Sorry. Oh,
goodbye, kiddo.
Bye.
No, it's still a work in progress. They've got to finish putting together a strategic plan, go out for bid for a company to do it, have the company come in and ask a lot of questions, and myself and Pam and the deputy sit at a chair and table and give a lot of information, and then digest it and put it back in a document to come back to the town and say, this is our recommendation going forward. That's what we got to wait for. So you know what? So
they haven't even started this yet. As far
no,
as
he's a mapped a number of strategic plans. They're all in his office. I put my hand on them. We've got, and there's a new intern who's going to be working with us to put them together and find out what pieces of the puzzle are going to work best for the town of Bolton, different than Columbia or Stanford or Oxford or whatever he has, and go from there. I can't push that project anymore. That's the time. We've done our due diligence. We need some more people during the day. But I will tell you that the new proficiency program that we put in place and has been vetted by the officers, went to the corporate office, the fire officers, went to the corporate officers, they agreed with it, went to the department, they agreed with it. The quarterly contributions towards gear, insurance, or gas, whatever they want. And the reason to put that in a quarterly basis with some caveats on how you get that is working. We're getting more people to show up for calls. I think it is. It could be the storms coming through, and we're going to see what happens if the storm keeps going or tapers off. It's being talked about a lot. So hopefully, and it looks like, and Jim and I talked about this too, if we run over, what if we run past that money? Well, then we'll have another conversation going forward. But, and it's been discussed, but I'm positive for what I'm seeing so far. Now, when there's three of us go on a fire alarm for one of the biggest taxpayers at 6 o'clock this morning, that's kind of disconcerting. But you got to know that what the fire alarm is. I know exactly what it is every time it comes in. So. I think kudos for the department. More of them are starting to show up. It's good. We passed out some nice checks, you know, over the last 2 weeks as it goes. So, and every time we get together, meeting wise, the officers are sitting with their members and saying, look, you have to make so many calls in order to be compensated in this profession. This is where you are. You ought to kick it up a little bit, or you're not going to get anything. So we're getting the calls, and that goes by calls and certifications. So I think, John, that program's working well. Yep. I'll tell you better come third quarter, after the third quarter. Yep. So, there was something else.
The date of next meeting.
For me?
The date of next meeting.
Oh, that's coming up too. Yes. Yep. Good. Thank you very much. So anything on the budgets?
Yeah. I'm concerned as far as, you know, it is thin. Like you said, we get three people to show up this morning for Sunday. So I just worry, like, you know, if things change and there's more of a need for paid and we're hung up by the study, I just wish this was, I worry about the time, and I hope this study gets going, because it seems like they're putting a lot of weight on this and they're not going to make the decisions, you know, but is it going to, I'm just saying, I'm concerned as far as, you know, we put it in the budget last year. This paid issue is not going away. That it because there's not official study. I get it. They want to analyze this. It's a big decision, but they better get going. We need this. This needs to get going as far as the study, so that they have that. And since we're just one more thing, the budget. I wasn't sure. Proficiency took care of like the non-officers, and then we had the chief where we did some there. I wasn't sure. Now the officers have kind of been taken care of.
Over the last couple of years, we did a phase-in program.
Yeah, but that was a couple of years ago.
But I think the system worked.
Yeah.
We did a phase-in program for the captains and then a phase-in for the lieutenants. And the lieutenants actually, if we go back and look at the numbers, and don't want to do it right now, but that was a good program.
Yeah.
That was a good
program. No, and it was a step in the right direction. But in the last 2 years, right, and we made some big moves with proficiency is fine, 50% bump. Good move, needed. The chief is way underpaid. But I just worry a little bit about the officers. I mean, we had more officers last year, we got less. I know you made that comment, but I was thinking about it more as far as, I bet to these other towns, budget-wise, for officers,
we're
similar.
Yeah, we're on par, but, well, we're similar with the other officers.
But I bet we've got a lot, we got less probably than a lot of their comparison. But my point is just, I think, right, we got less officers now than a year ago. I'm just saying I just worry about, are we doing enough for the officers? To me, 3% doesn't do it.
Okay.
That's my comment. And I'm not talking about a lot. I don't think the officers, whatever, we're asking a lot of them. But I just wondered, like, to me, what, we took care of the chief, we took care of the non-officers. My concern is just the officers. We're asking a lot out of them. Can we tweak it? And I'm not looking for a lot more. And I don't even know what they make essentially monthly, but
now,
I just worry about them.
I just got a question on that. Now, the officers get paid automatically something?
Correct.
And do they still collect the proficiency or?
Correct.
So they're still getting that.
They get both.
They
get both.
Just want to clarify that.
So they're getting compensated as officer for doing their officer duties, they're getting compensated on the proficiency fund for their certifications and response.
Okay. I'm just a concern.
No,
I think good officers, we're asking a lot.
Okay. Any questions? Any comments?
No, but you were going to tell us about that nice new jacket you got there, sweatshirt. Was that for after the meeting, or was you wanted to bring it up?
I was, a gentleman gave me this. Okay. A gentleman in the fire department gave me this. He says, hey, I think you deserve a new sweatshirt. So he brought this up and I said, oh, that's pretty nice. A month later, we cut his off.
Yeah.
Him. Because he dropped dead on the scene. So I'm wearing this.
So I thought he gave it to you after.
No, his is all cut. His got thrown away. His got thrown away because we had to cut his clothes off to do CPR and shock him. So I wear this thinking of him. Yep. So now, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Our next meeting coming up will be December 9th, where I will have all these budget numbers all put together and on paper to hand to you. Okay, so you can review it. And you know what I'll do? I will try, it's coming up quick. Yeah. I'll try to get it to you ahead of time so you can disseminate it to the fire commissioners ahead of time. So we can just, you know, act on it and see if you want me to go forward with me. John is going to present it to the selectmen probably in January, usually in January, but I got to turn it in on behalf of the fire commission. But December 9th is coming up. I'm going to ask, and Janet, we're going to yield to you on how this works. The meeting on December 9th is 3 weeks away, 3 weeks away or thereabouts. I am respectfully asking that the meeting either be tabled to later that in that evening and later than 7 o'clock, or another night for a special meeting, John, to go over the fire commission meeting and a budget. Reason being, December 9th, I would like you to all be here. We're going to have a life-saving ceremony here. Steve Clark does not know about it unless his wife told him already. I asked her, I suggested she should probably wait till he gets back from vacation because they're leaving on vacation December 1st. Drive to Florida, going to Florida for a week. It could be a life-saving ceremony here. The fire department, the ASM ambulance, the ASM dispatchers, the town and county dispatchers, the town administration, and I've asked for selectmen also to be down here for that. And I'm going to even see if I can get Luke to be here. So I think it's a pretty big thing when you have two CPR saves in 17 minutes. One of them's your own guy.
And what date was that, yours?
December 7th, Monday night. Oh, excuse me, December 9th.
Ninth. Oh, okay.
So I yield to you and Janet for expertise on how you change meetings or put meetings back. Can we change the time on the that Monday night to like 8:30 or something?
So many hours notice, it's okay. Is that all right though to change it, or would you rather a different date? How long is that going to last?
I was going to say, is that your budget meeting?
It's a meeting to have you for.
Or you already talked enough where
I think
the next meeting, yeah, that you're not going to go crazy. That's what I was thinking.
Let me back up on that.
It never goes crazy.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't have to say that. Thank you very much. Okay. I'll repeat that again.
A poor choice of words.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that, Chris. Thank you. You're on tape now.
I know. Sometimes I forget though.
I need to go.
I just wanted to make sure you were saying 8:30. You know, I mean, I don't want to walk out of here at 12:30.
Realistically, you know, if in fact, I got to talk to the lady's auxiliary, lady the auxiliary, not lady the auxiliary, to see if they get some refreshments that night. Of course, can you take care of that? Mm-hmm. I think realistically, 8 o'clock will be done.
Yeah.
So, you know, quarter 7:30, quarter of 8, it depends on how much I talk that night. And it might be a bit, you know.
What time does it start?
7 o'clock. So if we went at 8:30,
could we just before that come in here and go?
I'd rather not.
Table till no, but table the meeting till then you wouldn't have to do it.
I'll let you.
I just wonder what
I'll let you figure
for everybody else.
Check with Kathy and see what the proper way to do something like that is. If it starts your meeting and then adjourned it,
adjourned
for another hour or something.
We'll call that public comment.
Yeah, we're going to yield it. Go to public comment. You want to put that on?
We could add that to the agenda.
I don't have any problem putting that on tape either.
Do I need to be here for that? I certainly want to go to this program.
Which program?
Steve's program.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd certainly like to be there for that, but I need to be at the commission meeting, prepare a report.
You can just put your jammies on and come in, and that way you get save time when you get home.
I'm just, it's only 3 weeks away. I mean, if you aren't, I'm not going
to
report.
Everyone else seems to wear their slippers and pajamas out. I can tell you that.
Maybe you just send it for you do an inspection or something like that. Send it in and we talk about it. Or we put you on Zoom, whatever. To come down here for a 15-minute meeting, which
potentially we'll be talking mostly about the budget. Ideally, what we've talked about tonight, and I'll just put it in print so you have it ahead of time.
All we need is three of us to come in here at 7, do a quick boom, and then walk out there.
Okay, I will not be here at 7.
Yeah, well, you don't. All we need is the three of the members.
Okay.
And then we could do that.
Oh, you can approve it. I'll give it to you ahead of time. You can approve it.
No. Just do at
just
7.
Just open the meeting.
Open the meeting.
But you can't make it earlier?
That particular night, I've got a lot of people
coming. Got a lot going on.
I prefer not.
Yeah. We could just open a meeting and then postpone it till after that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Whole lot, just.
Yep.
We're going to take a break till. I don't see there's a problem.
And ideally, Jan, just double check uptown.
Yeah, I will.
That probably doesn't have to be a Zoom. We can go to Zoom the second part, but for the first 2 minutes, if that's kosher to do it that way.
Yeah, I don't see why it can't be. Since we can't take a break.
Yep.
We've done it when we back follow.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Then you won't have to have a special meeting.
That's what I think the word special meeting is going to come into place. But check with Jim and Kathy and converse with John and make a decision. Okay.
I'm good with either one or even on the day if that's preferred. Good for you guys.
You good? Either way.
So should I prepare a report for meeting? What I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it'll be a regular meeting, right? I mean,
okay.
It's supposed to be a regular
meeting. You really can't be here. I mean, if you just.
Well, I'll be here for this other event.
Yeah, but I'm saying leave your fire marshal report.
And, okay.
Well, we'll do it or whatever they come up with after. Either we do it after or have another special meeting night, whatever. All right. Goodbye. See you. Yeah, check with him. He's in charge.
Mr. Chairman, can I get a message?
I'm in charge of you. Anything else?
You brought it up, so that's good. I think we're good. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm good. Deputy, anything?
Nope.
I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion. Second.
All in favor?
Hey.
8:09.
Okay.